Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, for the second time this session, pro-life forces descended on the Montana Capitol, this time to urge passage of House Bill 302, better known as the Personhood Amendment. This short bill is simple in its construction, but wide-ranging in its ramifications. The bill would allow the voters of Montana to decide whether or not to amend Article 2 of our state constitution. Article 2, for those who don't know, is also known as the Declaration of Rights, and the Personhood Amendment, if adopted, would take Article 2, which currently says, "No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law," and add the following three statements. Number one, as used in this section, the word person applies to all members of mankind at any stage of development, beginning at the stage of fertilization or conception, regardless of age, health, level of functioning, or condition of dependency. Number two, no course of action shall arise as a consequence of harm caused to an unborn baby by an unintentional act of its mother. And number three, the legislature shall implement this section by appropriate legislation. The effect is that abortion would be banned in Montana because kids would be protected from the moment of conception. As Christians, this makes perfect sense to us. Our opposition, however, vehemently disagrees. We want life protected and valued from the moment of conception. They want abortion on demand for any reason right up until the moment of birth, or even the legalization of infanticide after birth if you're the Virginia governor. When it comes to abortion, a wider chasm between two opposing viewpoints could not exist. Yesterday's hearing was just the first step. Getting this amendment enacted means getting across several high hurdles. First, it needs to pass the legislature with a supermajority two-thirds vote. That means 12 Democrats will have to join the Republicans in voting yes. The next step is getting past a myriad of lawsuits that would be filed to keep it off the ballot. If we win those, then we face the huge disinformation campaign that the left will wage to confuse voters and get them to vote no. If it passes, it will immediately be enjoined while it moves through the Montana courts. Montana's liberal Supreme Court is sure to strike it down, then the hope is that it will eventually be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in an effort to overturn Roe v. Wade. It's a daunting battle to be sure, but a battle worth fighting. One of the most encouraging parts of yesterday's hearing was a number of pastors who testified using God's word, power, and authority. For far too long, Christians, and especially pastors, have remained silent while liberal theologians show up in Helena claiming to speak for all Christians while they twist God's word and promote a non-biblical worldview. Whether it's same-sex marriage, gender identity issues, or abortion, they twist scripture and say that God approves of it all. Yesterday was a refreshing change. If history is any indication, the bill will make it out of committee and all the way through the House. The key for final passage is 12 Democrat votes. Please join me in praying for a miracle. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.